From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, agreed Wednesday that a cessation of hostilities that went into effect at sundown Monday in Syria is holding and should be extended another 48 hours. Mark Toner's a U.S. spokesman.
As a whole, despite sporadic reports of violence, as a whole, the arrangement is holding. And violence is, I'd say, significantly lower in comparison to previous days and weeks.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said it did not record a single civilian or combatant death from fighting in the first 2 days. It has reported incidents of shelling by various rebel factions and airstrikes carried out by government troops. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Wednesday said two convoys of aid for the embattled city of Aleppo have been delayed by security concerns.
All these 20 truck loads are ready, and they were supposed to deliver them today. But unfortunately, because of all this arrangement for making sure the security and safety of the humanitarian workers, including drivers, have not been made yet. So they are now at the border.
He called on Moscow and Washington, who support opposing sides, to use their influence to ensure the safety of such convoys. The UN Security Council Wednesday extended its peacekeeping mission in Liberia for another 3 months. New Zealand Ambassador Gerard Van Bohemen is council president.
The result of the voting is as follows. The draft resolution received 15 votes in favor. The draft resolution has been adopted unanimously.
Liberia assumed responsibility for its security in June for the first time since the civil war ended 13 years ago. The UN force has been reduced now to 1,200. This is VOA News.